Dylan stared out of the bus window in dismay. Today was the big end-of-term spelling test at school, and he couldn't remember any of the words. He had been practicing at home with his big brother, but now he was trying to write the words again, and they didn't make sense at all. He just couldn't remember how they were supposed to look. Dylan thought about telling his mom he was ill so he wouldn't have to go in, but he knew she wouldn't believe him. Dylan has dyslexia, which means he struggles with writing and getting letters and words in the right order. He hated doing any sort of reading or writing, and doing a spelling test was just the sort of thing he dreaded. His friend Emma looked over at him and smiled. She knew he was worried about today. "Do you want to practice them with me again?" she asked Dylan, but he shook his head. He was embarrassed of what she might think. In the classroom, everyone sat down and got ready for the test. The teacher gave Dylan different colored paper to everyone else, as this made the words slightly easier for him to see, and told him he would have an extra 2 minutes because of his dyslexia. He heard Adam say that was really unfair and that Dylan would win now. Dylan sighed quietly. What Adam didn't realize was that even if he had an extra 2 hours, it wouldn't make any difference. The more he stared at the letters and words, the more confusing they looked. He hated being dyslexic, and what a silly word it was. It was so difficult to spell. After the test, the teacher told them the scores. Dylan had only got 3 out of 10, and he was sad he hadn't done better. Dylan hated that everyone must think he wasn't as smart as they were. He knew the words and what they meant, just like everyone else did, but his dyslexia just made them look so confusing written down. Emma came over to him and gave him a cuddle. She had got 9 out of 10, and although Dylan was pleased for his friend, he was very jealous she had done so much better than him. On the bus on the way home, Dylan noticed Emma was suddenly looking worried. "What's wrong?" he asked, surprised she wasn't happier after her good day. "Oh, it's just because it's sports day tomorrow. I hate sports day. I'm so slow and always come last in the races. I wish I could just be ill tomorrow," Emma said. Dylan gave her a big grin.
"I'd forgotten that. I love sports day."
Dylan was brilliant at running. He had won 2 medals last year and had been looking forward to the day for ages. He sat quietly before giving Emma a big cuddle. Emma looked at him. "It's funny, isn't it? I struggle with running, but I'm good at spelling. And you struggle with spelling, but you're good at running. We will just have to help each other." Dylan nodded and smiled at her. He looked out of the window and thought about his dyslexia. Maybe it wasn't so bad after all. He might not be able to spell the word medal, but he could win one tomorrow.